You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshie on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
Come to feel what you need when what you really want inside. take a look at yourself, yeah. Get some people.
Where do you want to be?
Where you want to be?
What your life is.
What's with your life?
Running like a rare disease.
Running like a rare disease. Get some people.
Stop giving up yourself.
Stop doing what you're doing to yourself, yeah. You got to learn to love yourself.
You are listening to African Perspectives, where we view the issues of our day from an African worldview and African-centered perspective. This program is unapologetically African. It is a custom in the African tradition to ask elders for permission to speak, having been granted permission.
This call may be recorded or transcribed.
Whose shoulders we stand on, to our elders whose shadows we walk in. I greet you, my dear brothers and sisters, in the language of one of the greatest civilizations on this planet. It gave the world the basic disciplines of knowledge of science, math, architecture, music, writing, law, religion, you name it, we did it. The Greeks called it Egypt, but they called themselves Kemet, and Kemet means land of the blacks. I greet you all in the Kemetic language, the word of peace, Hotep. It is truly an honor and a privilege to pour libation because we truly do stand on the shoulders of those who came before us. We're going to use water because water has no enemies. Water is the great cleanser, the great purifier. Everything on the planet that lives, it needs water, from a tiny microscopic organism to a tall redwood tree. We pour water into the earth to invoke the spirits of our ancestors, and we say the word Ashe, which simply means so be it. So we pour this libation to God, for all that God has done and for all that God will do. We say, Ashe. We pour this libation to Mother Africa, birthplace of all humanity. Everyone who has lived, everyone who will live in the future, we all have a common ancestral root in Africa. We pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. I mentioned Kemet in the opening. Kemet was the height, the apex, the zenith of African high culture. But there were others as well, as Timari, Punt, and Nubia. So we pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa, of Ghana, Mali, Songhai, Benin, Great Zimbabwe. Civilizations that were flourishing and growing while Europe was in a medieval or dark age. The University of Sankore at Timbuktu, an outstanding educational institution. So we pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the Ma'afa, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the Infakani, the great tragedy, uprooted out of Africa. Our brothers and sisters lay a carpet along the Atlantic Ocean. We're in North America, South America, Central America, and throughout the diaspora. So we pour this libation to our brothers and sisters who suffered the Ma'afa, the Infakani, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the great tragedy. We pour this libation in their honor and in their memory. We do not know their names, but because of them and their sacrifice, we are here. So we say Ashe. We pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. If you ever heard me do a libation, you will know that we were not slaves. I repeat, we were not slaves. We were captives. What does a captive want to do? Get free. So we pour this libation to all those men and women who fought against enslavement. In fact, I maintain that some of us are more of a slave today than we were in our initial captivity, because some of us are a slave to vice, to corruption, to drugs, sex, and violence. So we pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. Gabriel Prosser, Nat Turner, Denmark Vesey, Harriet Tubman. We always resisted, and we will always resist. So we pour this libation in the name and the honor of those men and women who fought against our captivity. We pour this libation to those unborn, those young men and women who will once again lead us back on the stage of human history as a free and proud and productive people. We sashay. We pour this libation to brotherhood and sisterhood, together for the union of family. We need each other. We don't have good family life. There's a saying, conditions shape conduct and consciousness. The conditions in our community are bad. The conduct towards each other is not good. Because why? We lack consciousness. And consciousness is more than just awareness. Consciousness is a deeper understanding of who you are historically, who you are culturally. So once we begin to understand the importance of brotherhood and sisterhood together for the union of family. Brothers and sisters, let us all say, Ashe.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Not a Wu-Tanger. Welcome. Good morning, family. Good morning. Kind of got thrown off there. You're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. And I am your host, Baba Oshi, trying to get it together, family. Okay, my bad. This is African Perspectives. We're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., 10 to 12 Central, 9 to 11 Mountain, 10 Pacific, any other time around the world. But if you cannot listen to this program live, you can go to the archives at timeforanawakening.com. Top of the page, you'll see podcasts. Click on that. The drop down, you'll see African Perspectives. Click on that, and there will be programs that are dated and titled. Thanks to my good brother, Kwaku. Appreciate you, man. Also, too, you can access those programs by just going online to whoever your search engine is. Chrome, Google Chrome, Firefox, Time for an Awakening, you know, Internet Explorer, and put in the search, babaoshi.net, BABAOSHI.net, babaoshi.net. And once again, programs that are dated and titled. Other programming that we have here on Time for an Awakening, well, this program and Time for an Awakening this evening, Friday from 7 p.m. until Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard, 8 o'clock on Fridays, 8 o'clock from 8 until on Friday. And then on Sunday at 7 p.m., Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. And, of course, the number to call is 215-490-9832, 215-490-9832. We by Black. We Buy Black, the largest online marketplace for American African-owned businesses, is WeBuyBlack.com. Brothers and sisters, get everything you need from American African-owned businesses. WeBuyBlack.com. Africa for the Africans. AfricaForTheAfricans.org. Brother Bamani Tayemba has been taking our people to a trip of a lifetime for many years. And the next trip upcoming will be November 16th to the 27th, Tanzania. You know, we had Brother Ralph on this past Wednesday about his trip to Tanzania. I hope that it encouraged somebody. And once again, Brother Bamani's going and to the trip of a lifetime. It's I apologize here. What did I do? Yeah. It's $4,400. 10 days, 11 days. And I'm quite sure it's a full itinerary. I know he's going to Arusha, which is near Kilimanjaro, but going to Zanzibar, the island. So it's going to be a great trip to Tanzania, November 16th through the 27th. December 24th to January 4th, 2024, Azinia, $4,600. March 29th to April 9th, 2024, Liberia, $4,200. July 11th through to July 23rd, $4,400, Ghana. November 21st to December 2nd, 2024, $4,500, Kemet. April 1st to April 11th. Man, this thing is just, what's going on here, family? I didn't even touch nothing. Man, it's just happening. April 1st to April 11th, 2025, Senegal and Gambia. Brothers and sisters, go to the website. You can buy land. You can repatriate. All the documentation is there. Man, Africa Footy Africans. If you want to see videos of previous tour, go to youtube.com/Bomani2007. If you want to see pictures of previous tours, go to facebook.com/Bomani. And brothers and sisters, prepare yourself. Get ready for a trip of a lifetime. All right. Habashahincorporated.org. Habashah, helping Africa by establishing schools at home and abroad. Brothers and sisters, the programs that they have, that they're doing so well here, here in Atlanta, Habashah Works, Black to Our Roots, Sustainable Seeds, Golden Growers, Urban Green Jobs, and of course, the Kashi Project, which was launched back in October of last year. Go online so you can see the pictures, see all the things that Habashah has been doing, helping Africa by establishing schools at home and abroad. Ledge, the Ledge Group, land for the environmental development for group economics. The Ledge Group, Ledge deals in the four areas of human necessity, which is food, water, clothing, and shelter. They have 12 projects in six different countries and over 170 employed and over 260 members. Brothers and sisters, to become a member of the Ledge Group. Bibiatumi, A-B-I-B-I-T-U-M-I, Bibiatumi.com. And the conference went well, from what I understand, and the African Power Conference. And get ready for the next thing, the next phase. Bibiatumi, go online to Bibiatumi, A-B-I-B-I-T-U-M-I.com, Bibiatumi.com. It's my pharmacy. SMAIFARMACY, Smile Pharmacy. Contact Brother Jabril. Give him a call at 770-765-7751. That's 770-765-7751. He will, you know, develop a program for you whereby you can get yourself off those prescription meds and start feeling great. From a holistic standpoint, Smy Pharmacy. The Moses West Foundation. The Moses West Foundation, brothers and sisters. The great work that Moses West is doing. Let me play this for you. Listen to this. Hopefully we can make this happen here. This is Brother Moses West down in Puerto Rico and the problems they had there last year. Listen up.
Moses West Day in Austin. It's a name you may have heard before here on KVU. He is the Army Ranger who has technology to capture a large amount of clean, usable water from the air.
Moses showed us the water generator last year before the trip to help the storm-damaged island of Puerto Rico. Now he and that machine have finally arrived. Brandon Jones joins us now. And Brandon, you spoke with Moses today.
Yeah, I did, Mike and Quinn, and he tells me he is happy to be in Puerto Rico after months of planning, but the situation is more dire than he thought. Moses West's mission in life is to help others. Every day he tries his best to make a difference in the world.
This system here, it's helping some people. It's helping a lot of people.
This is a water generator. Moses has developed a technology that literally creates water out of thin air.
So everybody's learned now that when you come up, it'll gravity feed out. And we're doing that to conserve power.
One of those people benefiting from it is Michael Barber, who lives in Puerto Rico.
It's hard to describe what it's like to live without water and having to boil water every day just to make your coffee. If you don't have a swimming pool just to flush a toilet to get water, is beyond anything you could ever imagine.
West and the water unit are stationed at a VA hospital in Isabel Segunda. It's one of the hardest hit areas. Strong winds and rain from Hurricane Maria destroyed the hospital there.
But many times it's children, families with their children with the gastrointestinal problems. And many people here, this is a cancer hotspot, and you'll see lots of people with different diseases that are water related.
With limited electricity on the island, Moses is relying on it, even though he can use power from its own internal diesel engine.
The first thing that people ask me, especially the local people that live here, that are born here, they say, are you going to leave us? And I say, no. I said, how long are you going to be with us? I said, until I get the job done.
It's that job of serving others that led the city of Austin to proclaim February 6th as Moses West Day. Moses says he's grateful, but he believes the work is far from over.
So Moses says that water generator that you just saw is going on a solar array. The machine will be able to produce 10 to 14,000 gallons of water a week from sunlight and save on fuel. We'll have more about the Water Rescue Foundation on our website, kvu.com. Guys, back to you.
That's what my brother Moses West is doing. We're going to get Brother Apollo and get them back on here to have a newsletter, to have all kinds of good stuff. And just doing great things, man. He's doing great things, and appreciate that. Okay. Wadada's Healthy Market and Juice Bar, located in the West End, on tomorrow and Sunday. They have vegan dishes that are for sale. And, of course, Wadada's has an array of stuff for you. And so check out Wadada's. Give them a call at 404-444-1635. That's 404-444-1635. The Medu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall. Mama Nia, who has a fine selection of books, postcards, greeting cards, gift certificates, T-shirts, figurines. Give Mama Nia a call, because if you're looking for a book, and I hope that you are, she will probably have it. But if not, she'll get it. 404-346-3263, 404-346-3263, the Medu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall. The Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore and Coffee Bar in Lithonia, that is east of here, east of Atlanta. Take I-20 going east, exit 74, make a left, about a mile up the road, that's Main Street, mile up the road, and you'll see on the left is the Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore and Coffee Bar. And then give Brother Gazimde Ajamu, the proprietor, my good brother, a call at 770-305-6373. 770-305-6373. The Black Dot Cultural Cinema Bookstore and Coffee Bar. Because there is light in the Black Dot. Jump back on Main Street, head south, make a left. You're heading east again. And the next exit, exit 75, Turner Hill Road. Make a right, three lights, make another right, and on the left will be the new Black Wall Street Market. The new Black Wall Street Market, family. Yep. Support the new Black Wall Street Market. Us Lifting Us, their Thursday night broadcast went off last night. Beautiful. Good job. And it's on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/ULU. And that's every Thursday night from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. From 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. If you want to call to listen or call to give questions, comments, or concerns, dial 929-477-2789. That's 929-477-2789. Us, Lifting Us, the Economic Development Cooperative for our people. Homeland Village and Cultural Gift Shop in Macon, Georgia. Brother Beegis got it going on. It's the weekend. They're open from Tuesday through Sunday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. And so give Brother Abijah a call at 478-256-1166. 478-256-1166. Homeland Village and Cultural Gift Shop, Macon, Georgia. Also, too, before I go to Sun Goddess Sense, another show that we promote on Fridays is Disaster Awareness for Community Preparedness with my good brother and fellow firefighter, Brother Yusuf Muhammad, out of New York, who is now in Virginia Beach area. And they broadcast from 4 to 6 today, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. today. All you got to do is give this number a call at 563-999-3089. 563-999-3089. Disaster Awareness for Community Preparedness. Sun Goddess Sense. Sun Goddess Sense, your one-stop natural shop located 4140 Jonesboro Road in Forest Park, Georgia. It's inside the International Discount Mall at Booth 225. Give my sister Shelly Amundsen a call at 404-434-7963. That's 404-434-7963. Sanjay-Haiti, my sister Gabrielle Aurelia. Sister Gabby has been doing great work. See for yourself. Go to Sanjay, Sonjay-Haiti, AYITI.org. Sanjay-Haiti.org. Akabin Institute. Akabin Institute family. They have classes starting up. Come on now. I just can't seem to get it together. They have classes starting up August 1st, in fact. Yeah, that's when school starts here in the Atlanta area. And this is for the 23-24 school year. And a lot of the school will be done via Zoom. And it's for grades 4th through 12th. And it's Baba Baruti and his lovely wife, Inia. And so if you want to know more, find out, you know, all the particulars, give them a call at 404-753-7237. 404-753-7237. Or email them at yabaruti at yahoo or mmawalimubaruti at yahoo. That's right. The upcoming school year. Tutorial program, African-centered education. This weekend, starting today, is the Liberated Minds Homeschool and Education Expo at the Piedmont Technical College Conference Center. Today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Tomorrow, Baba Baruti will be giving a lecture on the identity of an African-centered educator. The identity of an African-centered educator. That's tomorrow. A men's quarterly coming up August 5th, Saturday, August 5th from 12 noon to 2 p.m. The hunt is on. Menticide. Baba Baruti will be giving an address. And of course, if you want to participate, make a $10 donation, $5 for warriors, make it out to PayPal, Baruti at Yahoo, or Cash App, $, the letter M, and then Baruti. Make sure you put the pertinent information. The hunt is on. Your name and your email address so they can send you the link. Also, too, that day, later that day, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, August 5th, Embracing African Womanhood with Mama Inia. And, of course, make sure you put the pertinent information, African Womanhood, your name, and your email address so you can be sent the link. Save the date, African Warriors Day. African Warriors Day, Saturday, September 16th. And something new this year and going forward, we will combine these two celebrations into one joint celebration for us all in September. We hope to see you there. Bibi Fortier family, our victorious destiny. So that day of African warriorhood will be men and women together. Ashe. Ashe. Okay. The Inya Sisim of Daily Revolutionary Thought. Yeah, I tell you. July 20th. Fear is a noose that binds until it strangles. Jean Toomer. When conscious Africans find themselves conditioned into a situation and mentality that they did not measure up to the definition of nationhood they know that they should be fulfilling. Despair sets in. It is a natural response to awakening to one's fear. Contradictions between what one knows one must do and what one is doing also create psychological discomfort, a state of mind called cognitive dissonance. Cognitive dissonance. This term is used to describe how individuals rationalize settling for one thing when a more desirable one is considered unattainable. Whatever is settled for miraculously becomes defined as the better of the two, and that which was most desired becomes unwise for and or less valued. Imbalance creates anxiety, though. Spirit, mind, and body strive for equilibrium. Even those Africans who accept their own excuses for not overcoming their fears of acting powerfully must still live with themselves. Somehow, the cognitive dissonance must be resolved. They must find a satisfactory way to evaluate the status of being powerless over that of being powerful. The acceptance and glorification of a role that is understood to present one as less than what one is doing not change the fact that the contradiction exists. The qualifications assumed to define the role and the actual performance of it are still not in sync. This compromise reflects an African's rationalized acceptance of his or her inability to be African. Nothing more, nothing less. Affirm, my spirit, mind, and body exist in a state of positive equilibrium. Affirm, my state, mind, and body exist in a positive state of equilibrium. You know, one of the pieces, you've probably seen it, on cognitive dissonance, is Brother Franz Fanon, when he talks about the Caucasian who's confronted with the reality that he is not superior. But they refused to accept that. They don't give a damn how much evidence proves to the contrary. They refuse to accept it. Cognitive dissonance. And they want to continue on. And the problem, because I know many times we've stated that we have accepted cognitive dissonance in our inferiority, you know, that we believe that the Caucasian is superior and that we are inferior in our inability for us to do anything about it, that we are trapped in a state. And that's deep, ain't it, family? Cognitive dissonance. And see, there's nothing that we can do or say to change the mind. It's a waste of time to try to tell Caucasians, no, you wrong. This is who you are. No, to hell with them. We have to work on ourselves. It is our minds. It is our minds that need to be changed drastically to rid ourselves of cognitive dissonance. July 21st, the limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppressed. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppressed. Frederick Douglass. We have no business sitting in judgment of our children. Parents who act as slaves deserve children who act as slaves. When we act out in shock and anguish over our children's thoughts and behaviors, we show our own childishness and refusal to be the men and women we so loudly proclaim that we are. It is beyond ignorance and in many cases beyond stupidity to pretend that we can close our eyes to the insanity of this reality and accept our children to somehow not be caught up in it also. We say that they are beyond reason. But if this is so, it is because we have allowed others to make them so. We have allowed others to make them so. We cannot do the work of protecting the fragile lives we have been blessed to bring into this reality and accept them and expect them to somehow miraculously stand above the mire we permit into what should be their sacred protected space. They become what we allow, family. They become what we allow. Affirm, I open my eyes to this insanity so I can find ways to destroy it. Affirm, I open my eyes to this insanity so I can find ways to destroy it. July 22nd. Dress me up for battle when all I want is peace. Half of us are sacrificed, half of us in need. And nation after nation turning into beast. Oh, when will there be a harvest for the world? Isley Brothers. I too have a dream. I too have been taught that it is important to love all of the creatures, all of the Creator's creatures, all of life. But I've also been taught that to love someone does not necessarily think liking them, that liking someone does not necessitate liking someone. Even many families living in European culture have learned that they must sometimes sacrifice a diseased family member in order to save the family, or to sacrifice a diseased body part in order to save the body. I also have the dream that Africans will soon realize that they are indeed Africans. Believe me, we do. I see signs to that effect. And if Africans are returning to their true, uncontaminated roots and not some hyphenated disease ones, I suspect that the time for bloodshed and tears may have only just begun. One way or another, in my dream, we will be free. Ashe. Affirm, the possibilities of bloodshed and tears do not deter me from dreaming of a loving humanity. Ashe. Affirm, the possibilities of bloodshed and tears do not deter me from dreaming of a loving humanity. We need to love one another. Yeah. I tell you. It's gonna happen, family. It's gonna happen. Last night I was talking with my friend, and she said that, what's going on? I said, I have no idea. Have you heard about this, that, and the other? You know, we talked about it. Then she said, have you heard about this country western singer? You know? And, of course, I hadn't. You know, Jason Aldean, and I haven't. And so I looked him up, and she said it's a controversy. He has a song that where he is talking about killing us. Well, you know, obviously the song does not directly say killing us, but when I researched it and did the work on it, there is an element that states this is what is going to happen. His song is, you wouldn't try this in a small town. Yeah, that's what it, you wouldn't try this in a small town. You know, try that in a small town. Let me play this song for you. And I want to discuss this. There's a lot of things that we could talk about, but considering what's been going on with the legislature, with these Caucasians, the things that they're talking about and talking about doing, there is, just like with the song, family, in my opinion, and how it comes off, and I'm going to play it and you tell me. You give me a call and you let me know. But also, I got some other information, some additional information about this. You know, because people are, some are upset. But let me tell you what also upset me. In researching this, there were some Negroes who were supporting this man and this song. Did not see no problem at all with what he was saying. No problem at all. You know. So we're going to play the song and then have some discussion around it. And there's some additional information, as I said. We're going to play that as well as we talk about the issue of the mentality of the Caucasians in this country that has not changed and will never change. And my problem is that we keep expecting. What is the definition of insanity, family? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. Insanity. So this is the song. It's Jason Aldean, and he's a very popular country western singer. I don't know country western, so I never heard of him, you know. But I guess he's very noted. And but check the song out, family.
Are dropping their own crops for the day. A friend is in need, and they've come to help.
It's what this community and a lot of our communities stand for. Somebody needs some help, you'll get it.
If I'm saying to you to try something, I'm challenging you. I'm challenging you. You try it. Try it in a small town. The images on the video, and you can see them for yourself and go to YouTube or whatever. Jason Aldean, A-L-D-E-A-N, Jason Aldean. And he's asking you to try. I dare you so I can bust a cap in your ass. The images that they show are from the Rodney, looks like from the Rodney King time, because, you know, when they had the Rodney King, not Rodney, I'm talking about Rodney King, damn Oshie, from the George Oshie. That's what I meant, family. But that incident at that time, they had a lot of people marching with Black Lives Matter that were not with Black Lives Matter. You had Caucasians who were with Antifa, or, you know, who were handing out bricks to throw at businesses, who handing out explosives and so forth. The anarchists to show, you know, so they were showing that in the video. They were showing people whose faces were covered, but you can kind of look and see that they were us doing some smash and grabs, you know, challenging the police and so forth. Now, they didn't have any January 6th. They didn't have nothing, no Caucasians, you know, bum rushing the Capitol on January 6th. What they had from the George Floyd marches and so forth with Black Lives Matter, and of course, and so what they're saying is, you can try that in a small town like this, and your ass ain't getting away, you know? And so many people didn't want to believe that's what was being stated. They didn't want to believe that this cat, and that's why country music, the CMT or something like that, CMA Country Music Academy, whatever, censored him. That's right, suspended him. Yeah. Because there were some Caucasians that made mention of that. But like I said, what did not surprise me was some number of Negroes that sided with him and what he was saying. You know, one particularly, he was sickening. He was sickening. But also, too, there was a piece that came out with Dr. Rashad Ritchie. Now, Brother Rashad Ritchie is here in Atlanta. He's here in Atlanta, has a morning program. And, of course, he is on TYT, the Young Turks. And he does some programming there and others, Dr. Rashad Ritchie. And so he had a piece on this, I thought that was, which helped me really say who this cat is, you know. Because the reason why now, if you know more, would say, because some could argue, like most of these Negroes were arguing, oh, no, that's not it. He's this, he's that. Well, you know, also, too, he was headlining, one of the headliners in Vegas about four or five years ago when the Caucasian busted the window out of the hotel and shot and killed about 60 people, injuring hundreds. I mean, literally hundreds. He had two automatic weapons. He had an arsenal. He was there, you know. He was at that show. And, of course, that was sad. Let me play that for you. This is Rashad Ritchie. And here you go.
CMT, Country Music Television. Guess what? They had to pull a country song singer because of racist overtones. You don't say. Let's put it up full mass. Now, let me give you the background. Country Music Television has pulled a music video for the song. Try that in a small town by the country music superstar, Jason Aldean. The video was shot in front of the Maury County Courthouse in Columbia. This is important. This is Columbia, Tennessee. That site where the video was shot is famous for the 1927 mob lynching of Henry Choate, who was an 18-year-old black male. Let me read some of the lyrics. So according to this country music star, sucker punch somebody on the sidewalk, carjack an old lady at a red light, pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool? Well, act like a fool if you like. Cuss out a cop, spit in his face, stomp on a flag, light it up. Yeah, you think you're tough. Okay, that's one part. Let's go to part two. Well, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here, we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long. For you to find out, I recommend you don't. Try that in a small town. Got a gun that my granddad gave me. They say one day they're going to round up. Well, that's mighty fly in the city. Good luck. There's another one. Try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here, we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't try that in a small town full of good old boys raised up right if you're looking for a fight. Also, he issued a statement on Twitter. In the past 24 hours, I have been accused of releasing pro-lynching song that has been out since May and was subject to the comparison that I, direct quote, was not too pleased with the nationwide Black Lives Matter protest. These references are not only meritless, but dangerous. There is not a single lyric in the song that references race or points to it, and there isn't a single video clip that isn't real news footage. And while I can try and respect others to have their own interpretation of a song with music, this one goes too far. Sir, you did your video at the site of a major murder that was race-related against a young black teenager. The statement continues, try that in a small town for me refers to the feeling of a community that I had growing up, where we took care of our neighbors, regardless of differences of background or belief, because they were our neighbors, and that was above any differences. My political views have never been something I've hidden from, and I know that a lot of us in this country don't agree on how we get back to a sense of normalcy, where we go at least a day without a headline that keeps us up at night. But the desire for it, too, that's what this song is about. However, fellow country singer Margo Price called out the time Jason dressed in blackface for Halloween. Sir, that's pretty racist. So Margo Price, a colleague, just popping on here to say Jason is a clown. What else do y'all expect from a man who wore blackface in 2015? Jason defended it at the time with an interview on Billboard. Let's put it up. He said about blackface, in this day and age, people are so sensitive that no matter what you do, somebody's going to make a big deal out of it. Me doing that has zero malicious intent. I get that race is a touchy subject, but not everybody's that way. Media tends to make a big deal out of things. If that was disrespectful to anyone, I, by all means, apologize. That was never my intention. It never crossed my mind. End quote. From 2015 to 2019, it's insane. He wore a Confederate flag shirt on stage that same year. A reportedly official Jason Tour shirt included the Confederate flag was available to purchase online. The Confederate flag is racist. He also wore an Alabama shirt with a Confederate flag on it in 2019. News reports from 2015 and 2017 suggest his association with the flag goes back years earlier. I got to say this, sir. The narrative that you have presented does not align with the behavior you engage in. When other country music artists are literally calling you racist AF, and you're still defending your racism without any acknowledgement directly to black people at all, sir, you may want to check yourself in the mirror. All right, thoughts?
Yeah.
Thoughts? Yeah. So that was some additional good information that as I was looking at trying to, you know, to make sure, because, I mean, all these Negroes who were defending him, and I can say I never heard of Jason Aldean and not a country western person, but to me, he's calling out. And the fact that he has been disrespectful to us, he's wearing Confederate flags, he's calling out. He wants confrontation. I dare you to come up in our small town. I'll bust a cap in your ass. Nigger. That's how it reads to me. And some people said that it was not that way, that he was just saying the good virtues of a small town. Well, he ain't from no damn small town. He's from Macon. You know, that ain't no real small, ain't no big city. But he's from Macon. It could have 100-some thousand people, so that ain't small. Yeah. So tell me what you think, and if you heard it or heard about it. I just heard about it last night. Didn't have no idea. And the fact that the song came out back in May, but the video came out a few days ago, and that's why he's catching all this flack, because of the iconography, the imagery. He has the that courthouse where the young brother was lynched in 1927, more than likely, as we all know, for something he probably did not do. Then he has the imagery of rioters, you know, throwing bricks and so forth, confrontations with police. And basically saying, if you want that, come on. I got a gun that my daddy gave me. And so then from that backdrop, you heard people talking about, we want peace. We want to live in peace with each other. Well, I understand that, but that ain't happening because we're in America. What this man did is American as apple pie, calling out somebody so they can bust a cap in somebody's ass. They want confrontation. So, let me know what you think. Give me a buzz at 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. 414, Brother LaRue. 414, Brother LaRue.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, my brother?
I started listening to you when you was started reading the NEA Say Film.
Yes.
And what I think, I like what you read, but we ain't spending too much time from what you just read in the NEA Say Film. We're spending too much time chasing the wild goose of racism.
Yeah.
And so that leads, I like to use a team analogy.
Okay.
A team sports analogy. Okay. We're trying to get our team to function at its best.
Right.
But if we spend a whole lot of time looking at other teams, then we take away from what we do best.
Right.
And so we end up chasing this, what I call the wild goose of racism. Oh, and I can understand it, man, because what these Europeans are doing is causing us some pain. But some kind of way, we have to be able to focus on what we are doing. When you was reading the NEHA film, the dude brought up the word love. And most of us, we do not have the proper understanding of what love is.
Mm-hmm.
But let me say this about love. Love means loving. Let me say this. Loving and learning are the exact same process. So when they say, when people read it in the scriptures, and it says love your enemy, that really means learn your enemy. Know who your enemy is. It doesn't mean like you're going to embrace them like you do your own family.
Right, right.
How can we expect the hyena to give lions the same respect as they give other hyenas? That's not going to happen. So we already know that. That's a done deal. That's almost a moot fact. And we've got too many examples of how Europeans view us to keep beating that same dead horse.
Mm-hmm.
So now I think the time has come where now we focus on how to generate more cohesion among our people.
Yes.
Now, unity doesn't mean that we all doing the same thing or that we all think the same way. And I'd like to go back to team sports. Everybody on the team has a different function.
Right.
Right. So, everybody can't be the quarterback. Everybody can't be the left guard, the right tackle, the shooting guard, all of that. So, but the point is that different elements of the team work together for the same end goal,
mm-hmm.
and that's to win the game.
Right.
Right. So, I'm just saying, so our focus should be, like you just read in the NEHA film, for us, to focus on what we do best, to focus on who we are and what we are, and stop chasing this damn wild goose of racism. I mean, it's important for us to know what our enemy is doing. The hyenas learn from the lions. The lions learn from the hyenas. But the hyenas ain't trying to be lions, and lions ain't trying to be hyenas.
That's right. That's right. So, but they know each other. And see, I think the thing is with us is that because our training has been by them, they have trained us. And we think that they are human like we are. They're human beings. But the mentality that they have and the mentality that we have, they are so different. They're diametrically opposed, you see. But yet and still, we think that we can persuade them using moral persuasion and our humanity and our suffering and so forth that we feel is redemptive because of what we have gone through in dealing with these people. No, they'll continue to make you suffer. And so my contention is the hell with them. I brought this out. I'm speaking about this situation because this is still a part of the overall mindset of Caucasians in this country and why we need to stop begging and pleading and thinking that we can do something legislatively, thinking we can do something morally, religiously, whatever the hell is that we think we can do to make these crackers do what they should do. They're not going to do it. They haven't done it. It ain't being done and it ain't going to happen. So what do? We should close ranks, pull our resources, and do for ourselves.
do for ourselves. Prepare to get up out of here. I saw Facebook or something like that. But basically what it was a sister. But there's his brother from Ghana. He goes to other countries and he highlights what's happening in those other countries. I love it, you know. And I can't remember where he was at, but the sister is manufacturing athletic shoes. She's manufacturing athletic shoes and doing well. Young sister, you know. And so he asked her, you know, what is it that we should be doing, you know? But point blank, she said, we need to unify. We need to have one Africa. We need to come together. And so when we speak with that one voice, they can't manipulate us. They can't undermine us. They can't scrutinize us. We're speaking with one strong voice. And we're speaking at one strong voice to maintain our land, our resources, our people. With that one strong voice, we can appeal to the world to get to all these people out. If not, because I mean, to me, logically, we can't go to China and declare ourselves get a parcel of land and say we're going to be sovereign in this particular part of land in China. You know that's not happening, or any damn place else. But that's what Caucasians have done. Europeans have done. That's what probably is going to be happening with the Chinese, what they're trying to do. You see? So time is of the essence for us. We don't really have, you know, more time to be fiddling around and bullshitting around. We have to do what we must do now. Now.
You know what?
Go ahead.
We're caught in the rock, between the rock and the hard place, and we talk about Africa, but we are a microcosm of what Africa is. I think. I mean, there's some Africans that are traditional in Africa. There's some African Africans in America that focus on the traditional African cultures. Mm-hmm. But we have to understand that what happened in Africa and what we're going through the same thing. And, man, I had an experience, man, just the other day. I ran across some Africans in the hood. And I could tell by the vibration, man, that they gave me that they viewed me as, I felt disrespected. And man, it didn't take this out. I saw an African walking down the street, her and her daughter, and the daughter got on a Santa Claus suit in the middle of July, man. I'm like, oh my God.
Well,
so. And so, our focus, man, I mean, colonialism has messed
us up. Yes, it has messed us up as a people, all of us. We are totally disorientated. That's why, man, it's important for those of us who are like-minded to speak strongly on this and to help the other brothers and sisters. That's why an education program designed by us and implemented by us and administered by us is vitally important. We're going to, we send our kids to these damn schools here in this city and all around this goddamn country, and their minds are gone. Their minds are wrecked. Listen, I want to take a break. Brother LaRue, you hang on, okay? I'm going to take this break, and we'll be right back, and we'll pick this conversation up. All right. Brothers and sisters, you're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network, on timeforanawakening.com, and blacktalkradionetwork.com. We'll be right back. You stay with us.
You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshi on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
This call may be recorded or transcribed.
You are listening to Time For an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. Once again, you're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. Once again, that is the Crusaders. Man, I love the Crusaders. I love them. Cats are outstanding. Let's get back to the discussion. These phone lines are open, and a lot of people on the call. Let me pick up Brother Irv. 443, good afternoon. Okay. Get Brother Irv back again. 646, good afternoon.
Hey, what's happening, Oshi?
Hey, what's up, dear brother? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I was just tuning in, man. You know, since you have open mic, man, you know, have you been checking out what's going on in Florida with these devils, man?
Yeah. And I think it's part of what we're discussing today. And it is kind of open mic, but what I did is I brought this country western singer to the attention, to the audience. This cat named Jason Aldean, who wrote a song, "Not in a Small Town," basically saying, "Hey, you know, for those like Antifa or Black Lives Matter, if you want to ride, don't be, you know, if you want to shoot somebody or steal from somebody, you can do it here. We're gonna bust a cap in your ass." You know, not in a small town. Even though he ain't from a small town. Yeah.
But you know, OC, I'm sorry to say this, man. That shit sounds so corny and funny, man. It's ridiculous, man. It's just the play on words. I guess it's the so-called implications of what is being said. I mean, honestly, if you think about it, do we really, really need to waste our time on that bullshit? because the reality is what they doing in Florida, trying to make kids honestly believe that slavery was cool, is more egregious than that.
Right. I'm not going to argue that, Jack.
There's no comparison.
It isn't. I'm not going to argue that because, you know, what Florida and Ron DeSantis is doing, you know, with banning books, challenging, they have no idea what critical race theory is. But what they are doing in that sense is denying the history and our perspective on that history. That's why I can't stand it. They're saying, you know, the only perspective on history is ours. And we say this is what it is. When you had Condoleezza Rice saying the same thing about, we don't want to hurt or defend the little white children, you know. But yet, every time and every day of our lives and our children's lives has been bombarded by lies and fairy tales and images of us as coons, images of us as pickaninnies. And there, you know, it's just like, Jay, you know what it is? It's just like a few good men in the courtroom scene where you have Colonel Nathan Jessup on the stand, played by Jack Nicholson. He's being grilled by Sergeant Kathy, played by Tom Cruise.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And so, you know, Cruise gets upset and turns to Kathy in an angry sense, I want the truth. And then Colonel Nathan Jessup says, you can't handle the truth. And
yep.
That's a fact. They can't handle the truth. It's cognitive dissonance is they can't handle the truth. That's what cognitive dissonance is. They can't handle the truth. No, I agree with you, but what I'm saying in this situation about this song that is being played, it has been out. The song has been out since May. But the video just came out, and when you see the video along with the song, this is saying, come on. Come on, niggas.
Man, it's more sinister than that, man. I mean, I don't know, man. I just can't waste my time on that song bullshit, because that to me is like a waste of time. But the thing that upsets me the most with the whole Florida thing is you got black people complaining and this and that, but I mean, what are y'all really constructively doing to break the backs of these crackers that's going along with it? See, one of the most egregious things about at this day racism is the silence of white people and the inability of white people to punish other white people for their evil shit. It's just like allowing Trump to be in a situation to do what he's doing and put so-called democracy on its heel. The only reason so-called democracy is on its heel is because of white people. It ain't got nothing to do with me and you. It's white people that do this. That unfortunately, because we want to love them and be like them and be a part of them, it happens the way it happens. So, you know, there's a lot of things at play in regards to black folks dealing with these things. But when is black folks going to say, okay, enough is enough, and decide to damage one of these corporations to the point to whereas once you destroy one of these corporations, then what will happen is they'll start putting the word out, and it'll show us really what type of position we have in this country to be able to honestly say if we have a place and a say-so in it. Because then
you
know
we don't.
Wake-up call.
Jay, you know we don't.
Yeah, but Ochi, me and you know that, man. People that listen to this station, they know that. But you go on the corner in your neighborhood, and the Negro look at you like you effing crazy. Man, get out of here with that. We gotta figure out how to punish these white folks, because let me tell you something. Florida is just the case study of what's to come and the way they're gonna sneakily. And it's not sneakily.
No,
it's
they're doing it overt. No, they're just going to do it.
Go back in the Jim Crow.
Right.
That's all.
They're going to do it.
Back to Jim Crow.
They're just going to do it. And see, my contention is let them do what they're going to do. Let them do, because they ain't a shit. They ain't a damn thing. Once again, it's like cognitive dissonance. There's not a damn thing that we can say or do that would change the minds of them from not doing what they feel is in their best interest to do. And that's the point. We need to do things in our image and in our interest. And that's the problem. Because just like you said, we've been hoping and praying that we can be part of who and what they are. That the educational system will work for us like it's worked. Now, granted, we can point to some successful people here and there. But we're talking about, see, that's the thing. We don't go on individualism. That's the cracker. That's his thing. Individualism is a white desire. I'll never forget, many, many years ago in the firehouse, I was talking about problems that happened because of racism. And this one guy said, well, listen, I'm not a part of that, you know.
They always say that.
Yeah, that's not me. You know, I'm not like those guys. You know, I'm not like those guys. You know, no, you are. You benefit from what they have done. You know, no, you may not like to say about what they have done, but you benefit. You go along with it, you know, because it benefits you and yours, you know. And our problem is we keep trying our damnedest to modify it in some ways that we will have a ability to access it freely, you know. I got some more callers. Jay, you hang on, okay?
Yeah.
All right, bro. 602. Good afternoon.
Yes.
Brother Marcus, Brother, how you doing? How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing all right, Brother Worship, and greetings up there to Brother Jacob there in New York. You know, I saw that what DeSantis said, you know, what they're trying to do around there in Florida, and I saw where she named Kamala. Mm-hmm. She's supposed to be going down there and talking. But I've said to and she and that guy, Tim Scott, the ones who say they know racism in America. I think they did say them two Negroes say that.
Yes,
so
they
I
did.
Know what they have.
Yes, they did.
Yes,
they did say that.
Dysfunctional Negroes, them, mm-hmm. I swear, but you know. But I just wanna say this. What's your name? That Secretary of State. The one you just mentioned.
Condoleezza,
you know,
Rice.
Yeah, Rice. You know, mm-hmm. she's a mule, you know. She's mm-hmm. an old mule. So she, you know, she needs to shut up.
Yeah.
And as I said, DeSantis, if he was a third brother, he couldn't even draw flies. You know, that's all I got to say. Anyway, you take care, my brother.
All right, Marcus. Appreciate you, brother.
All right.
Thank you for those anecdotes. All right, Brother Marcus. Thank you, brother. Peace.
No problem.
He wouldn't even draw. Sister Habia, good afternoon. How you doing, sister?
Yeah, good afternoon. Enjoying the program.
Thank you.
And, you know, I was the brother that spoke in the beginning, I was agreeing with a lot of what he was saying, and with also what you were saying too, how we need to build forward and uplift our people. And so they were saying we got to focus on what we do, what we can do, and I definitely agree with that. But mm-hmm. I also feel we need to focus on what our enemy is perpetrating against us. Not focus on, like, let's have them love us and trying to understand why they don't like us. And mean, not that part, but what they're perpetrating against us. And I think that was a good example, and I had thought about that too, about what's going on in Florida. Because it was just yesterday or the day before yesterday that they're, they had their committee that was saying that what the new way they're going to teach Black history is that slavery was good for us, and that the atrocities.
That's
sister.
That's not a new way. That's not a new way.
No,
because see, they try to say that right. They try to say that years ago because they wanted us to believe that, yeah, you know what, slavery was good for us because slavery exposed us to white society. And for us to be able to
But they just passed a law a couple of days ago. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I know. I got you.
Florida just passed it again. Okay. And that they're gonna inflict this on middle school children and elementary school children, that you being a slave was good, and that anything, if there was any atrocities, it was because it was the so-called slave, what they call it, our African children. It was our fault. And that the white man was being good to take us out of Africa. And this is, they're doing this now in 2023, and we can't just say, well, I don't care about what the white man does. We have to still fight to, protect our children against these assaults. Now, we got to build our own.
That's the point, dear. You got to get your own schools.
But in the meantime, we still can't just say, I don't care. I'm not going to, whatever they say. We got to be fighting them by any means necessary.
No.
I know legislatively, invoke that tool too. Because, they're going to the court to turn around. And some of the things they give reversed, because that's the damn law they're putting down. And then teachers are getting fired when they speak the truth. I mean, fight them legislatively. And sometimes you win. They got Black lawyers doing it. And I think what the other brother was saying, what you can do financially with your boycotts or whatever, by any means necessary, we need to be invoking this, because this is a serious onslaught when they're attacking our children.
I agree.
And so while we're building to go to Africa, we got to be doing something. Because a lot of our children are in.
The vast majority of our children are in public schools. A small fraction of our children are in charter schools or choice schools, and an even smaller fraction are in African-centered schools, which should really be the majority of our children. And that could happen, sister, because we should have a Zoom schools across this country and literally around the world.
Let's work to do that. We got to be working and to build our institutions and fighting the onslaught that they perpetrating against our children with this stuff.
Because sister, this is to any people whose children are being attacked, that is a declaration of war against
their people. It's a declaration of war.
It's a declaration of war against their people, because by doing this to your children, you're going to be helping to alienate your children from these people, and therefore you'll be able to destroy them. Their children will be able to destroy them. So we don't understand, unfortunately, the ramifications of what this. I'm going to get the information about this last thing that was just passed, so I can speak.
Yeah, a couple days ago they had this business to go to the final damn committee. The brother talked about Kamala Harris. I'm not no fan of her, but I did hear her talk, and I thought it was a fiery talk, this one that she made yesterday or today.
Okay.
I guess it was today. And she was just saying, we're not going to stand for this. You, and she was calling them out, you trying to teach our history and take our history. We're not going to stand for it. Mm-hmm. But whatever legislator that she could do against it to oppose it, because I don't feel like we should just sit back and just say, oh, well, Santa said this, and so it's going to be the damn law. So you challenge the damn law, whatever tools you have. Because I know too many black people. I was just recently talking to some sister. We were talking about this incident. She was saying, let's just be positive and let's just pray on it. And that, we're not going to worry about them. I said, hell yeah, we're going to worry about what the attack they're inflicting on our children. I mean, because that's what they want us to do, to sit mm-hmm. up and be quiet and just, well, you know, the white man said it must be, so let it be. Hell no. You got to be fighting against this.
Right, right.
By any means necessary, in all means necessary.
That's right. By any means necessary. That's crazy. You know?
Yeah, it's a disgrace.
It is.
I mean, it's an hour. It's demonic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's yeah, crazy. So. All right, dear. Appreciate you. Have a good weekend. All right. Peace.
All right. Free the land.
Free the land. 443-443, good afternoon.
Baba Oji, thank you for taking my call.
Hey, brother. All right.
Irv here. I had to step away for a minute. But before I stepped away, you said something that was so profound. I think it's profound. Let's just say that. You said the key to the whole thing in a nutshell, the key is unity. If we have unity, it's a few letters, but it has such a big meaning. If we have unity, that in itself shows the power. If you look at how people are demonstrated in the 60s, they all wanted to march. And why did they march, Baba Oshi? Why did you want to walk down the street and march? Because you wanted to show what? Unity. All you wanted to show was a whole bunch of folks. And black people, unity now it's so fragmented because we have so many agent saboteurs carrying this white man's water. Mm-hmm. And I can call up a lot of other things. So many carrying his water till the purge has to be done. And we know that. But before the purge can be done, we have to realize that we're in a war and that we have a warrior spirit, but we also have a spirit of compassion. Right. And that's why the Bible was so easy to put on our people, because we are a compassionate people. We want everybody to be all right. Even when people die, you know, oh man, he died. He was 200 years old.
Yeah.
But we still feel bad. We never say, I'm glad he gone. You know, I'm looking forward to killing this person. But we have a warrior spirit, and we have a balance in that spirit as Africans. Mm-hmm. We have a balance in our life because we work with the universe and not against the universe. We don't do ungodly things, or we don't do things that are not spiritual. We work within it, and the further we get away from spirituality, the more difficult our life gets.
Yeah.
And then
we start doing some crazy things because we're acting much like the people who have imposed their culture on us. You know,
that is correct.
Those
are really correct.
Yeah, I got you.
And when you're in something real quick, and I'm gonna stop. When you're in someone else's house, you don't get to tell what pictures go on the wall. When you're in someone else's house, when they say turn the light off, you turn the damn light off.
Yeah.
When I tell you that we're going to teach this, that's what we're going to teach in my house.
Right.
So we have to understand that if we stay here, if we keep saying we're going to stay, we're going to love them in spite of themselves. No, we're not. They're going to kill you. And mm-hmm. your children, because they're trying to kill your spirit now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this is about. But we as a people, we've already won. You can see Arugu moving different now. He's moving different. You got different people saying things that never said things before. Mm-hmm. You got people moving places they never moved before. They're putting in laws that they used to have back on the books back in the day. They're bringing them back. Because in the old days, they could drop a bomb in the church and kill 4 children and nothing would happen to them. They could shoot an NAACP president in his driveway in front of his children and nothing would happen to them. Mm-hmm. But that don't happen now. That don't happen now. You come for us, we coming for you. We may not come physically, but we're coming with our children to let them know this is what happened. We saw this with our eyes. Mm-hmm. And so now you got to keep that in your mind when you move through this world of Arugu, because he wants to kill you.
Right on.
And once we get that, stay on code. Stay on code, black people.
That's right.
Anyway, let me stop. I'm sweating. All right, now, my brother.
All right. Talk to you. Hang on, Brother Herb. Yes, sir. The Runehead.
Yes, sir.
All right. You got anything to add, dear brother? Go ahead, LaRue.
You ready for me?
I'm ready for you. Go ahead.
Remember back in the days, we had a each one teach one.
Mm-hmm.
And so the thing about it is that we are still in slavery, and the forces that existed in slavery have only been updated to here and now. So no matter how many adjustments we have made, as long as we're trying to adjust to the European system, those adjustments will not benefit us. So each one teach one. The thing about it, we talk about getting our African minds back. But we have to understand how Africans think. And even if we go to Africa, how can I put it? There are many Africans, even today, that don't think like Africans because of colonialism.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
You know, you got Africans, because of colonialism, still loving the British, loving the French. Some of the bitches might even still be loving the Belgians, you know, the Dutch. All these colonizers, all these people that have killed our people and raped the land, still have an affection for them because of the training that they have gone through, the mental training.
Let's call it brainwashing.
Yeah.
Let's call it brainwashing.
Yeah, call it what it is. Exactly.
Yeah, let's call it brainwashing.
Call it what it is. Whitewashing. You know it. Call it what it is.
That's exactly what it is. And, mm-hmm. and because when they took out the African mind and replaced it with the European mind, then what we do as people, we act on what we know. So since we have little understanding of the African mind, then we're thinking and acting like Europeans, and we're treating each other like Europeans treated us.
Mm-hmm.
So what's important for us now, I think, is to understand the African cultures, how the African thinks, because how the African views the universe and how Europeans view the universe, that's two different thought processes. And so it's important for us to focus on, I took this one class, man, it was called African Religion and Philosophy. And we use this book by John M. Beatty.
Right. And, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And man, okay, and he studied all the different, not all of them, I won't say all, but he studied a lot of different
religions,
African cultures, from North Africa to South Africa to West Africa to East Africa, to traditional cultures. And when we got done, man, I could see a common thought process, a common spirit existed among traditional African people.
They
were different.
Right. But there is a cultural there's a cultural continuity between African people. That's what Dr. Shekinah Jop argued at that symposium in Cairo back in 1974. That's what Thelafilio Benga was discussing as a linguistic, tying some of these languages together. There is that cultural unity to some degree amongst African people. And what we need to do as Africans here in this country, along with the other Africans in the diaspora and the Africans on the continent, is to bring us together to, you know, understand these differences, but more importantly, kick the petty shit to the curb so we could come together and begin to build.
And I think that when we focus on us, that kicking their shit to the curb is automatic.
Yes.
So we don't even have to focus on kicking their shit to the curb. We should focus on us and what we're about and our common spirit.
Right.
And when we do that, they will automatically get kicked to the curb.
Mm-hmm.
But,
All right, dear brother.
Each one teach one.
Listen, you hang on, Brother LaRue. LaRue Ned. 646, good afternoon. Jay, what's up?
Yeah, Ochi. Ochi, let me ask you this question. Now, seriously, Ochi, what's up? Do black people have a clear understanding in this country how this Urugu is systematically fucking over them?
No, they don't, because they're under the illusion of inclusion. They believe this is just as much ours as it is theirs. And we fought and died and all the things that have happened to us, so we have just as much right to claim this shit is that they do, you know.
But stop right there. Stop right there. You're leaving out one thing also. You may was going to say it, but we also built this country, right?
Right.
Now,
as we say, right?
If you supposedly do all these things, and here it is after all we've done been through. Crackers are still doing the type of shit that they doing to us in Florida, setting it up to systematically doing it in other states. Black people must be under fucking Stockholm syndrome. What's I say? Or something is fundamentally, seriously wrong with us.
Yeah.
Or is it that we just like being fucked over? I mean, seriously, I have to ask myself that question sometimes, and those around me. Do we collectively as a people in America, like being fucked over? Is it some sort of genetic trait that we've gained over the years to just accept being fucked over? Because, listen, a blind man can see bullshit when bullshit is being presented to him. One of my best friends is blind, and he's as sharp as a wit, sharper than me. And the bottom line is,
Jay, you're breaking up on me.
Something is fundamentally wrong with us. Do you understand the frustration? I know you do. Men like me, you suffer from looking at this shit every day. I mean, it's absolutely, and to be honest with you, mind-boggling to just witness what happened.
Brother Jay is breaking up.
All right, call back. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Brother OG, but he was making a good point, but we couldn't understand what he was saying.
Yeah.
It was a bad connection. I didn't know if you could realize that.
No,
or not,
I did. I told him that. I was about to, right before you jumped on and got him, I was about to get him. Because it didn't make no sense because he kept breaking up on us, you know? But the thing is that one of the things that he did say, do we understand it? And the reality of it is, no, we don't. Not collectively, because our leadership, which is misleadership, the religious people, particularly because the religions are not ours. So when you have a whole bunch of us who have accepted Christianity, a whole bunch of us who have accepted Islam, a whole bunch of us who have accepted other religions that are non-African, then no, we don't understand it. We have no damn idea, because what we're doing is not African. In fact, we've been trained and made to hate Africa. We've been trained and made to hate our hair, our nose, our lips, the color of our skin. We've been trained to do these things, and after so many years and centuries and so forth, this is the result. And the easiest but the hard. Now I know this is a contradiction. The easiest but the hardest thing for us to do is to change our minds. Change our minds from what has been put into our heads by these people to make us self-hating, to reverse that to loving ourselves, to believe in one another, trust one another, respect one another, work with one another, change the dynamics, look at our children and educate and discipline our children
That's different than punishment. Discipline is self-imposed order. When you don't have any order on yourself and you out of pocket and you OC, the society will put order on you. That's why they build prisons. That's why you can, I don't know about the percentage of American Africans in the state of Maryland. Mm-hmm. And the percentage of American Africans who are in the prisons in the state of Maryland. But I can talk about Wisconsin. We're less than 5% of the state of Wisconsin, but we're 45% of the prison population. These things defy laws of probability. They do. But in the world of Caucasians, in the world of Urugu, as it relates to Africans, this is the norm. This is what is expected.
You're absolutely
dysfunction.
Correct.
Dysfunction.
It's actually what it's designed to do.
Yes.
This is designed to keep us in prison. It's designed, when you plant seeds of discontent and you plant seeds of just foolishness, it'll manifest itself into what we have right now. This didn't start yesterday. This started with George Jackson calling us African Americans. Before James Brown saying, I'm black and I'm proud. Are you still there?
Yeah, no, you broke up on me. What'd you say? You said, I heard James Brown, black and proud. You said something
I
after
said,
that.
When James Brown said, I'm black and I'm proud, they quickly changed that to make black a bad word. You black son of a this and you black that. And why did black all of a sudden be such a bad word? Because they wanted to inflict the self-hate into your mindset. And this is the manifestation of that right now, because the religions even supported it, saying that you don't need any facts to have religion. Religion is all on faith. I don't see Noah's Ark, but I know there was a Noah's Ark. How do you know that? Because religion don't need no proof. The proof is in your heart. It's in your mind. It's in what we told you to believe, and there you are, and everything supports you live in this fairy tale. And then someone said something about your white Jesus or something about Muhammad, and they're coming to your house because their religion tells them to do that, because mm-hmm. you do what you're told to do, or you're going to get yours on the other side. That's what this basically is.
And that's,
so no, brother.
And so therefore, all of these things that have impacted us, that we're bombarded on a daily basis with, Brother Irv, 24/7, 365, keeps us in a condition that we're in. It is a wonder that people who can step outside of the imposed boundaries that Europeans have placed upon us to think clearly, to think logically, to think culturally, to think at all. Because when you're bombarded 24/7, 365 with images and notions of your inferiority, of your inability. You know, here you had mm-hmm. this Caucasian. I remember just reading about it and then seeing the piece on it, who talked about all these sisters who are accomplished. This was dealing with the affirmative action piece that just went down, and Oprah and all these other. What's the name?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and these sharp sisters, and they talked about, yeah, well, we, a lot of us went through affirmative action. Hell, I don't know about you, but I got my job on the Milwaukee Fire Department through affirmative action. Could I have competed with those Caucasians? Honestly, yes. Realistically, no, because their educational attainment was better than mine, but I'd have kicked their ass.
Yeah.
I kicked their ass. Physically, I kicked their ass in the tower, in the smoke tower. I'd kick their ass all the time. But the reality is, from a book standpoint, that's where, because this is theirs. And also, too, that can be manipulated. The out in the training academy, you got to produce.
Yes.
Okay? That's physical. You got to produce. And that's what I did. You know? So I'm saying, you know, We don't understand the dynamics that we're operating under, the kind of system that we're operating under. When Jay was talking about what these Caucasians want to do, this is not a society that is free and open. This is theirs. This is theirs, not ours. After all these hundreds of years, all the things that have happened to us, and we still got a struggle like this? This is asinine. This is ludicrous. This is crazy.
You're absolutely correct, Baba Oshie. This is what happens when you plant a seed so that you can create on Southwest Airlines, and you look in the cockpit. You see two white men in the cockpit. Mm-hmm. You don't see you. That's normal. You have been conditioned to believe that white people are supposed to fly airplanes. You want to see the head of cardiology, and the white guy comes, old white man. You don't question him, but let a black man come out. Now you know it was a black guy, but then you get a black guy, and he's a Ben Carson, and he does great with the heart surgery. But then when he opens his mouth to talk about social issues, he sounds like a damn
whack.
Fool.
He's whack.
You can't step forward.
Yeah.
And that's what racism, white supremacy, that nearly Fuller talks about. It's on autopilot. These white folks can't do nothing but
Irv. Or if you're breaking up on me now too, I don't know what's going on. But you know that's part of what happens when we're talking about issues and things that are contrary to what they want us to talk about. So it's a little sabotage. I don't know, but hey, I never forget. There was a couple programs that I had. I mean, they're going to be dynamic, man. And next thing I knew, I couldn't do them. So
right. It's
no right. None to me. Let me catch Jay here. Jay, go. You got something, man? Jay?
Hey, no, brother, no. What I was gonna say is, who fault is it? In all of these things that are happening to us as a people right now, in all honesty, who fault is it?
It's ours.
It's not the white man's fault.
It's ours.
It's our fault.
But see, it's
because
our fault.
The upper class, the as I refer to them as the Buckety Bucksters, they are not even in unison with one another. Like the so-called divine nine.
No,
them worthless, filthy Negroes.
No, all of them. All of them are just gatekeepers, and they're all keeping gate for themselves. It's, you know, once again, Jay, this is America. America's about individualism, materialism, greed, and violence.
Greed.
Get yours.
Yep.
You got to get yours.
Get yours.
You know?
And yes, me and you, others are fought also because we haven't yet figured out how to collectively come together.
Man, I don't know what the hell is wrong with these phones that's going on here with you, and I couldn't hear you. Let me catch Brother LaRue. Brother LaRue.
Yeah, fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I think there's another term that we could use that Africans that comes from traditional African culture, religion and philosophy, and that's the term spirit possession. Okay, so we use the term Stockholm Syndrome and all that, but culture is also spirit. And one thing under slavery that the European forced on us was their culture.
Right.
Now, we did it in an African way, but it's still European culture.
Right.
So we think that because we're doing it the black way, that is still is not European because we're doing it our way.
Right.
But the structure of it, of what we're thinking in our belief processes, is still European, and that ends up why our house is divided against ourselves. Because if we think like Europeans, we're going to treat each other like Europeans treat us.
Yeah, and that's why we treat each other the way we do, with such disdain and anger. Let me catch this sister. Sister Abiel, you got the last word.
Hey, you know something wrong with these phones. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, but no, I'm just guessing that it's our fault. The Yerugo, the monster, wants us to do all his heinous demons.
Hold on. Is that better? Go ahead, Sister Hibia. Go ahead. No. I tell you, the phones are messed up. Man, that was, whew. All right, fam. We're going to go ahead and end this program. I appreciate y'all. I really do. Thank you for your patience, and thanks for hanging on for all those who called in. Had a good number of you, a good program. Thank you for your contribution. Thanks for those who are listening. Hope you have a great weekend. Brothers and sisters, we end this program like we end all of our programs with the words of Stephen Biko. The most potent weapon in the hands of the oppressor is the minds of the oppressed. This program is dedicated and committed to helping to free the African mind, but not just the M-I-N-D, but the M-I-N-E, because under the feet of African people lies all of the resources that everybody wants, think they can't do without, and they sure in hell don't want to pay for. Brothers and sisters, you have a blessed and wonderful day. Shemhotep, that means go in peace. Asante Sana means thank you. Bibi Fahordie. A BB 48 means our victorious destiny. Brothers and sisters, we will be victorious. You have a blessed and wonderful weekend. Hope to see you back here on Monday, family. Peace.